Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TaylorMade with Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. TaylorMade is a weekly program where you ask the questions and you get your answers tailor-made from the Hamline University coach. In this week's episode, Coach Taylor talks with us about his expectations for the 2017 season. He tells us what he expects from Crown College this week, and he also explains to us why it's good to be a Fighting Piper. So let's get right to TaylorMade. So let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, before we start, I just wanted to say year two with me, you put up with me for a year. Disappointed about that? Or
No, we're excited to be back with you. Before we even talk more about the football, I just want to, you know, let everybody know our hearts and prayers are out with the people in Houston. You know, we don't have any players from that area, but I know I checked on Crown's roster and they have a couple guys from that area. So hopefully things are going okay for those guys. And thoughts and prayers are out for them because I can't imagine what that's like. So just want to keep them in our, you know, keep them in our thoughts.
Absolutely. Tragic thing going on down there.
But yes, it is.
We want to talk a little bit about what's going to happen for you this season. So you come off the most successful season for Hamline in a couple of decades. What do you do to try to build off that, and what are the expectations for you this season?
Well, you know, you got to try and I'm a big history guy, so you have to sometimes go back to make sure you don't make the same mistake. So, you know, we went through the year and things we liked, things we didn't like, and so we talked about that as a staff and what we want to improve on. And then, you know, as training camp comes, you know, you just try your best to keep guys healthy and make sure guys know what to do when the ball's in play. You know, and that's what it really comes down to, is find out what guys can do and get them to do it well. So
the team reported in on August 12th to start practicing with you. So you've had about 3 weeks with them. What have you seen in practice so far to this point that gives you thoughts about your team?
Yeah, well, you know what, the thing that, you know, we ID'd very early is, you know, we're a mature football team, which is good. You know, allows us to practice the right way. You know, when I say being the right way, but we can practice fast and we don't have to be on the ground. You know, so that's something I'm really excited about, because at the end of the day, you know, I don't care what program you're at, you got to get your guys to game day healthy. So, you know, that's one thing that's really stood out for us, and I'm really excited to watch our guys work. But now it's time to go out and hopefully get the fruits of the labor. So,
you enter your second season as the head coach. So what are some things you learned from last year that you'd like to implement, and some things you'd like to do maybe a little differently?
You know what? The thing that I got to do better is I got to try at least have a little bit of fun with this. You know, I mean, you know, it's so many moving parts to it, and you want to be perfect on game day. And I have to understand that, you know, coaches aren't trying to make mistakes, players aren't trying to make mistakes. So, you know, when a mistake happens, we just have to identify it, fix it, and then move on. You know, so, you know, that's the biggest thing that I've learned, is just, you know, continue to just keep coaching little things. And our guys are working hard to do it the right way, and I know that. And, you know, we just got to live with some of the mistakes, and we just can't keep making the same ones. So,
Justice Spriggs returns to you for quarterback this season after having a huge year for you last year. What are some things you're looking for him to do to take his game to another level?
You know what? The two things that we ID'd is, you know, just want him to, you know, last year he was trying to learn how to play the position in a new offensive scheme. So, you know, now it's, you know, he knows how to play the position. You know, he just has to do a better job of leading, which he's working hard at doing that, and that position, that's what it calls for, is to be a leader. And then the second thing we talked, you know, he and I sat down right after the season and said, you know, well, what are some of your goals? What can we do, you know, to get you better? And we both hit on it. We can just cut the interceptions in half, you know, and hopefully his year can be, you know, even better. So,
Zach Schwalbach is one of the many seniors that you had that graduated last year on your defense. Who do you look for leadership at this point?
Sure. Leadership right now is coming really out of the defensive line. You know, we have some guys that are getting after it. They're doing a great job with how they're preparing. And a lot of Zach Swalback's success came because of our front last year. So if we can continue to take steps forward with our defensive front, you know, I think some guys in the back end who are going to have to step up is Dalton Pakula. He's played 10 games as a sophomore last year, so he's back as a junior. And, you know, he's having a good training camp. So, I mean, we're going to have to force him to be a little bit more of that Zach Swalback type player.
The Pipers were ranked number 6 in the preseason coaches poll. What did you think about that evaluation?
You know what? I really haven't given it much thought. You know, I don't follow those things. Didn't even know it came out. You know, I remember we had to vote for it, but again, I don't look at those things and follow to see where we're at. I just worry one day at a time, and that's the way our approach has to be. So,
I know one of the things that's made Hamline successful over the last few seasons has been the impact of your freshmen.
So has there been some freshmen that have really stood out for you that you think are going to have a big impact for the team this year?
Sure. You know what? Our freshman class is really good. I'm really very excited about those guys and how their approach has been, and you know, just being able to come in and sit with our team. That was a big thing with us, is the fit. As far as guys standing out right now, I would say that, you know, they're freshmen. You know, they're making some mistakes, so you know, I don't think there's any one guy that really stands out in that freshman class as far as, you know, maybe contributing on Saturdays as of right now. Things could change, but I mean, I'm really pleased with all of those guys, man, because they've come in and they're doing it the way that we asked them, and that's what we, you know, we were looking for in the recruiting process, and it's all holding true. So we've done a good job with our homework, and we got the guys here, and we're excited. Very talented class.
You opened up the season with Crown College, who you opened up last year with. This is their second year of running a spread offense. What kind of things, what kind of challenges does that pose for your team?
Yeah, well, whenever you know you're facing spread offense, man, it's all about the thought process is getting the ball in the hands of your playmakers in space, right? So, you know, disruption of our defense is a nickel defense, so we're trying to, you know, get our fast guys on the field too. So we just have to do a great job of you know, tackling in open space and getting off blocks. If we can do that, and I think the scoreboard will look the way we want it to look at the end of the day. But those guys are getting better down there as well, and you know, it'll be a tough game for us. So,
what are some things you're looking to establish against Crown, kind of as a tone for the season?
Sure, you know, you're always looking in game one. You know, you want to limit mistakes. You know, you want to limit before the ball even snaps. You want to limit those mistakes. You know, are our eyes right? Are we looking at the right thing defensively? You know, are we understanding snap count and cadence so we're not jumping off sides offensively? If we can take care of those things, there's going to be some holes. There's going to be a pass interference, I'm assuming. But if we can take care of the pre-snap penalties, we'll be okay. So that's what I'm really looking for. I'm looking forward to see how we approach those things. So,
a new segment we want to close out this show with is to tell us why it's good to be a Fighting Piper.
You know what? As of 8:31, it's great to be a Fighting Piper. You know, we have part of our pillars is accountable, tough, selfless. We have our freshmen. They're going to go out. They're going to play a game on Saturday. They're going to come back Sunday morning and help our first years move in. I think that's an awesome thing. It's a tradition we've done around here for as long as I've been here. So that's an awesome reason to be a Piper, man. So our incoming student body will get a chance to interact with some of the football players, and the football players will get a chance to help move in some of the incoming freshmen. So I think that's an awesome deal.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
Yes, sounds good. See you guys next week.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamline University head football coach, please send them to us at ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsReport.com. That's ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsReport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.